A little lost in last year's record-setting pink salmon haul in Southeast was a strong catch for chum salmon. Last year, seiners, gill netters, and trollers brought in 12.5 million dogs around the region. The bulk of those fish start their lives in hatcheries around the Panhandle, and most return a little earlier in the summer than pinks. And while this year's pink salmon catch is expected well off last year, fishery managers expect nearly as many chums this year. Juneau-based Douglas Island Pink and Chum expected a good year last year with a forecast of 2.7 million chums, but the actual returns were DIPAC's biggest ever at nearly 5 million. And whether or not 2014 lives up to that standard, DIPAC Executive Director Eric Prestigard expects a strong run.
Well, the forecast is up from last year's forecast, but last year came in well above forecast, so it's below what returned last year. But what we would call is a very good forecast, about 3.3 million.
A big portion of DIPAC's returns are expected back to release sites in Lynn Canal, and Prestigard thinks there are some good early signs for this year's chums.
You know, the first gillnet opening, certainly we thought it looked pretty good from our eyes. That was about twice what we kind of would have forecasted to have happened. Again, that's just sort of built on some averages and whatnot, so it's not, you know, great data, but it's reasonable. So that was, we thought that was good.
On the flip side, Prestigard notes that trollers targeting chum along the home shore area of Icy Strait are not having the big season they had last year. Nevertheless, he says it's the time of year to wait and see what comes back.
Now's when you sort of chew on your fingernails and wait for the days they fish and look at that data. You know, we did take some samples from the first opener there in Lynn Canal. Boy, they were big, beautiful fish, 10.9-pound average, which is very large for us, and mostly five-year-olds. So that's a good sign.
Trolling has been open for spring fisheries in May and June, while gill netters and seiners had their first openings in mid-June. Closer to Sitka, 1.1 million chum are forecast to both of the two sites operated by the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSARA. Those are at Hidden Falls and Medevigi Deep Inlet. Last year, Hidden Falls saw a run of 1.3 million, while Medevigi doubled last year's forecast with a return of 2.2 million. And NSARA General Manager Steve Reifenstuhl says he'd be happy with a 3% survival rate for the chum released each year.
And that would put the Medevigi run at, you know, around 1.5 to 1.8 million annually, and Hidden Falls closer to, with a 3% marine survival, closer to 2 million annually. Okay. I mean, we'd love to see bigger than that, but, that's what my hope is.
Fishing started slow for seiners catching chum returning to both sites, but Reifenstuhl was hopeful that catches would be increasing. And like Prestigard, Reifenstuhl says the fish so far this year are large.
At this point, really, all the data says is the fish are big. Over 10-pound average, which is fairly unusual, and suggests they're five-year-old fish. And the bulk of the return is typically four-year-old fish.
Further to the south, the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association forecasts 3.2 million chums back at four different release sites around Ketchikan and Wrangell. The largest return anticipated is 1.8 million coming back to Neats Bay off of Beam Canal. That's north of Ketchikan. Last year, that run saw a return of just under a million fish. The Ketchikan-based association's Susan Doherty says they're forecasting an average survival rate for summer run chum at the four different sites. If the forecast holds up, it would beat last year's total of just over 2 million. Other SARA fish return to Kendrick Bay on southern Prince of Wales Island, Anita Bay close to Wrangell, and Nacket Inlet south of Ketchikan, and those returns typically start showing up a little later in the summer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.